Good Morning Angels. Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday morning. Let's get the angels together to see if we can make a difference in someone's life. And it's my pleasure to welcome on the show this morning, Phumza Mankai from Johannesburg. Phumza, thank you so much for writing to us at angels@jacarandafm.com. Tell me exactly why did you write to us, and welcome in studio.
A year and 9 months, I had a stroke. I was on the floor, you know. And then I wake up in the morning and I was like, something's off.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. The doctor was like, girl, you got to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Because by then I had lost my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I say was blah, 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 blah. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. And then it took a while before they saw me, and then from there my brain was so
it happens just out of nowhere, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You are, I believe, a writer, copywriter.
Yes.
So it must have affected that as well.
Yes. Right now, as you can tell, I'm talking to you.
Sure.
But this when I woke up, I didn't have anything in my mouth.
Can I ask how old you are? Or how old you were when it happened?
33.
That's so young.
Yeah.
I think people have misperceptions maybe when it comes to strokes.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you get maybe when you get older stuff, but which is not the case.
Yeah.
How did they explain that to you? How did the medical, the doctors, how did they explain this to you?
I think they were asking me what's wrong because they didn't know what was wrong with me.
Mm.
Everything about me is fine.
You were pretty healthy up until that point.
Mm-hmm. I stayed about almost a year at the hospital.
Would you say that there was a big difference to, you know, when it happened to where you are now? Can you see progress?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So where are you now in terms of occupation?
Nowhere.
Sure. Your family, did you say that they're originally from the Eastern Cape? Or who's in the Eastern Cape?
Everybody.
Oh, really? Where in the Eastern Cape?
Some of my family is in Queenstown.
Okay.
And then my dad is in Mthatha.
Mthatha.
I'm from Mthatha.
Really?
Yes.
Hello.
I was born in Mthatha.
Did you start something like a Backabuddy or something like that?
Yes, I did.
You did, hey? And it's standing on about over 20 grand?
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Okay. It was,
but I mean, the medical costs just, you know, take it. What are you aiming at? What do you need?
5,000 and more.
Closer to 50,000. I see your mom there shake. She shook her head. You know, but you sound like such a talented lady who should be doing copywriting and content writing and all that kind of stuff. So we want to see you really work through this. And get the better of what this stroke has caused.
Mm.
You seem to be confident in the kind of rehab work that you are receiving.
Yes.
But I know that medical costs, these things all cost money.
Yep.
So from the Good Morning Angels Fund, we want to give you 50,000 Rand to help you with your therapies and to restore your health.
I didn't expect this.
Oh, baby.
You know what? It's a start.
Yeah.
I always say it gets the ball rolling. I think Gloria, you need to give her a big hug there. Give Phumza a big hug there. I want to encourage other people to get involved and to donate more so that we can get you back to, I don't know, copywriting and content writing and all those things.
You're sending us stuff to read.
Yes. I'm going to send you my book when I write it.
Well, I like that.
Yes.
Oh,
that's great.
Well, I love that, Phumza. I really, really do. Look after yourself. All the very, very best. Write that book. Bring it back to us. We believe in you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.